At the Seder night, we celebrate the glorious event of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there are two mitzvahs that are Torah obligations. One, of course, is the mitzvah to eat matzah be'erev toch l'matzos. And the second is to recount, to retell the story of our exodus from Mitzrayim. That is the mitzvah termed Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you know, it begs the following question, really a form of a manishtana, that how is this different than each and every day and each and every night? Because the theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not one which is foreign to us. Twice a day, each and every day, we're obligated to be mindful and to recall these events. After all, the pasuk that we reference in the very Haggadah itself, L'man tizkar siyam tzeischa meretz Mitzrayim, kol yemei chayecha. This is not something that only applies at the Seder. But kol yemei chayecha. Every day, every night, there is a mitzvah of zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim. When we conclude the Kriya Shema, the third parsha emphasizes the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And if this is a mitzvah that applies each and every day, each and every night, one cannot help but wonder what is so special, what is unique about the Seder night. You know, when you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, the omission of the Rambam is quite striking. Even though it seems that there is an obligation every day, every night of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam does not count this in Taryag Mitzvos. And no doubt it begs the question that why is it that somehow there is a glaring absence? If you look in our Sameach, the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema, our Sameach suggests that the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to the Rambam, is not min haTorah, it's only midrabban. That no doubt is a great chiddush, but if that indeed is the case, one understands the uniqueness of the Seder night. That undeniably is a mitzvah min haTorah, to recollect, to recall, and to emphasize these events. If the daily mitzvah is only midrabbanan, we understand what is so special about the Lel Seder. Even if one should assume that the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is really a mitzvah min haTorah, but there is a comment of the Ra'ah Brachos Daf Yud Gimel, where the Ra'ah writes the mitzvah is only during the day. That drasha that we recite at the Haggadah, Kol Yemei Chayecha, that Kol is a reference to night, the Ra'ah writes that is not min haTorah. That is only midrabanan. There is a mitzvah each and every day during the day. The mitzvah at night is only a mitzvah midrabanan. If that really is true, then that also accounts for the uniqueness of the Lel Seder. This is the one night a year that there is a Torah obligation to recollect the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But you know, lahalacha, we don't typically assume like that suggestion of our Sameach, or as the view of the Ra'ah, but rather as Shagasari writes that the mitzvah each and every day and each and every night is min haTorah. And if that really is the case, if this is a daily mitzvah, so why is it that the Seder is so special? It must be, and I think it's clear to all of us, that the manner in which we fulfill the mitzvah at the Lel Seder is so different than the manner in which we do so each and every night. Each and every night, it's a brief statement, an utterance, that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. But at the Seder night, we don't just simply state that fact, but we reflect, we take pause, we elaborate. It's not something that takes minutes, but rather it takes hours. And therefore, no doubt, the duration, the extent, the elaboration, of course, is unique to the Seder night. But one could suggest the following distinction as well. When it comes to the Lel Seder, we not only tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we perform various mitzvahs. When you have a Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Pesach, of Matzah, Maror, we don't have the Korban Pesach today. For us, even the mitzvah of Maror is only Drabanan. We do have the mitzvah of eating Matzah. But to what extent are these mitzvahs part of and related to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Should I argue that each one is a standalone obligation, or is there some relationship, some convergence, some confluence between the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvos that we fulfill during this night. You know, the Mishnah tells us, the name of Rabban Gamliel, Kol shlo omer shlosha dvarim b'ilu pesach, lo yotzi dei chavasa. You don't fulfill the obligation if you don't acknowledge the significance of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. You know what's somewhat unclear from that statement, Rabban Gamliel, Psachim Kufta Zayin, Lo Yatzi De Chavasa, what mitzvah exactly was Rabban Gamliel referring to? Because I will tell you two possibilities. One possibility is this is a statement regarding the mitzvos of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, that you don't fulfill those mitzvos unless you explain the significance of those mitzvos. I won't fully fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah if I don't take a moment and describe what matzah represents. What is the significance of this act? And indeed, if you look in the Ramban, in the Melchamos Hashem Brachos, today's in Daf Yarif, there the Ramban writes that Rabban Gamliel was referring to the requisite mitzvos. The mitzvos of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror demand that you elaborate on their significance. The Aruch HaNer points out that this is the view of Tosus as well. The Tosus himself, Chem Dav Kuf Tezayin. But you know, when you look in the Rambam, there's something unusual. The placement of the Rambam. You know, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner writes, whenever you learn a Rambam, one has to pay keen attention, not only to what the Rambam says, but where the Rambam says it. Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner writes, Simin Yud, and Chut HaMashulosh. And here I will tell you a classic example. The Rambam discusses at length the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. But this statement of Rabban Gamliel, that it's necessary to elaborate on the mitzvahs, the Rambam places in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah. The theme of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah are not the mitzvos, but rather the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're obligated to retell the story of our exodus from Mitzrayim. And the Rambam apparently understood that part of that story are the mitzvos. The mitzvos halayla. The mitzvos halayla are part of the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is what the Mabit writes in Kriya Sefer, that according to the view of the Rambam, the need to acknowledge the mitzvos is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And obviously, that is not true each and every day, each and every night, but the mitzvos halayla and their recognition is uniquely true to the Lo Seder. In fact, there's a stunning comment of the Gemara, Psachim Kufte Zayin, where the Gemara tells us the following. The Gemara suggests that perhaps a Summa, one who is blind, is exempt from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the Torah tells us ba'avur zeh. Zeh means that you can point to, you can perceive, literally you can see. And therefore, summa potter milomar ha'agadah. The obligation of a summa in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not min hatov, but rather d'rabbanan. The Gemara asks a stunning question. You know, Rabbi Yosef was blind, and Rabbi Yosef would lead his Seder. How is it possible for him to leave the Seder and discharge the obligation of others if he is exempt from? How would that be possible? If a summa is potter, milomar, ha-hagada? The Gemara answers something striking. Kosavar, matza bizman hazeh drabon. The Gemara answers that he was of the opinion that matza without the korban pesach is only a mitzvah drabon. The Gemara was not asking about matzah. The Gemara was asking about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How could he discharge the obligation of others? And the answer is, matzah is only drabanan. How does that answer the question? Apparently, you know what you see from the Gemara, something stunning. The Stipler writes this in Kilos Yaakov, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires the mitzvah salayla. We don't have a Korban Pesach today. And Maror is only Drabanan. The only other mitzvah that we have is the mitzvah of matzah. If you were to maintain that matzah is only Drabanan, because the mitzvah of matzah requires a Korban Pesach, then the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim would be downgraded to a mitzvah derabanan as well. Because you can't have the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim without the mitzvah salayla. Bavur zeh v'shah shematza umarar munachin lifanecha. And therefore, that relationship between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah salayla, and that no doubt is unique. And that is why the Rambam understood. When Rambam Gamliel said, you have to emphasize the significance of the mitzvahs, it was in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So no doubt, one glaring distinction between the Leil Seder, as opposed to each and every night, is the role, the primacy, the significance of the mitzvot, not only in and on themselves, but the significance of the mitzvot in terms of the fulfillment of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's another difference that no doubt one could point to. You know, there's something unusual about the Seder night. It is the only time of the year that we recite Hallel at night. And indeed, when you study the various dinim of Hallel, almost everything that we associate with Hallel somehow seems to be contradicted by what we do with the Seder night. Typically speaking, of course, Hallel is only during the day. Hallel is not at night. Zeh yom asa Hashem nagidu v'nismach bo. Or mi mizrach shemesh ad mavo'o, halo bayom, not halo balayla. All of a sudden here, halal is at night. Typically speaking, halal is recited with a bracha. Well, the Ramban discusses at length, Psachim Kufiyot Zayin. Why is it that no bracha is recited in halal at the Leil Seder? And the Gaon and the Rishonim mentioned several possibilities. One view in the Ramban is, you know, their practice was to recite halal Mariv Beis HaKnesses with a bracha. And therefore, very simply, that bracha exempts not only the Hallel then, but the Hallel at the Seder as well. But even those who don't recite Hallel and Shul do not make a bracha on Hallel at the Seder. And therefore, the Ramban questions that, why is this Hallel different? Hallel typically, of course, a bracha, and here not. Tosus points out in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches that generally speaking, women are exempt from Hallel. Hallel is a classic example of a mitzvah seisha zman grama, time bar mitzvah, and women are exempt. But yet Tosus writes, women are obligated in the Hallel at the Leil Seder. How does Tosus know that that's true? There is no explicit Gemara that tells us that women are obligated on the Seder night of Hallel, but there is a Gemara, Psach Mekuches, that tells us that women are obligated in Dalet Kosos. And Tosus maintains that the Dalet Kosos are not standalone, but Dalet Kosos correspond to the four parts of the Seder. And one of the Dalet Kosos, the last of the Dalet Kosos, is the Kos of Hallel. And if you're obligated in the Kos of Hallel, you must be obligated in Hallel. How can you be exempt from Hallel and be obligated in the Kos of Hallel? So Tosus writes that, why exactly is that true? Why should women be obligated in this Hallel if they're exempt from Hallel on other occasions of the year? You know, typically speaking, when we recite Hallel, one would not think of interrupting in the middle of Hallel. But isn't that exactly what we do at the Leil Seder? We begin the Hallel, and we finish the first half of Hallel and take a break, and we have our festive Suda of Pesach. And all of a sudden at the end, then we recap, and then we complete the Hallel. You know, at first glance, it seems somewhat odd that the Hallel is recited in stages, in an interruption. Why wouldn't you finish the Hallel before you continue with the special Suda Siyantiv of the Seder? And yet specifically we don't. You know, we, so to speak, sandwich that obligation by flanking with Hallel on either side of the Suda. Why exactly is that true? You know, formal Hallel is always recited standing, Bamida. Hallel at the Seder is recited, Yeshiva, sitting. You know, all these differences seem to indicate that there's something really unique about this Hallel, different from Hallel any other time of the year. The Ram quotes Rav Haigon that writes an amazing distinction. There's a difference between Shiras Hallel as opposed to Kriyas Hallel. Year in and year out, when it comes to Yontif, we're obligated to recite Hallel. That is the formal rendition, the recitation of Hallel, Kriyas Hallel. This is a Hallel which is very different. This is a Hallel which is Betoras Omer Shira. This is a spontaneous song that we sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. What exactly does this mean? You know, when it comes to recitation of Hallel, we typically assume that Hallel is only midrabanan. That's what the Rambam writes, generally speaking, in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah. But what about when it comes to the Hallel that the Lel say there? Is that so obviously only a rabbinic obligation? Maybe one could argue that no, that this is something which is absolutely, absolutely min haTorah. Because after all, there are many sources to assume that Hallel at times is a mitzvah min haTorah. When you look in Shiltos, Shilta Chavav, the Shiltos writes that sometimes there's an absolute obligation of reciting Hallel. You know when that is? When you experience an ace. When you experience an ace. Typically speaking, when it comes to Yontif, we're not necessarily experiencing an ace, but you know what? We're reflecting on what happened years ago. Years ago, our forefathers experienced a great nes on Sukkos, Kivas Sukkos Hashavti. And therefore, Hallel is recited, for example, on that Yontif. There's something unusual about the Hallel of the Lel Seder. You know, when you experience a nes, there the Medrash tells us the following, L'chidush in Yerushalmi. Every morning and evening, Az Yashir, we mentioned the Shira Sayam. B'nai Yisrael sang Shir at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. And that pasuk ends, Vayomru Leymor. Leymor. What does Leymor mean? Why is that word necessary? Vayomru, Ashir L'Hashem. Yerushalmi writes one word. You know what Leymor means? Ledoros. Ledoros. This isn't only true here now, but this is true in future generations as well. Whenever you experience an ace, you're obligated to recite Hallel. And that, according to Rav Haigon, is a Hallel, which is a form of Shira. I'll tell you what I think is an amazing diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam, as you know, in Sefer HaMitzvos enumerates the Taryag Mitzvos. 613 Mitzvos, and the Rambam puts forth many different principles, 14 different Sharashim, that every mitzvah somehow has to meet that requirement. Because, you know, the Rambam is bothered, of course, that when you look throughout the Torah, there are more than 613 commandments. And therefore, it must be that the Taryag mitzvos are a select domain. And the very first principle the Rambam writes is there is no room, there is no place in Sefer mitzvos for mitzvos derabana. Every mitzvah of Taryag mitzvos must be a mitzvah min haTorah. And the Rambam writes, you know why I need to emphasize this? Because maybe you'll say, isn't that obvious? The Rambam writes, because the Baal Halachos Gadolos counts the Taryag mitzvos and seemingly he includes even mitzvos derabanan as well. And the Rambam writes, that cannot be. Taryag mitzvos are Taryag mitzvos min haTorah. And the Rambam writes, I'll give you an example of that which the Halachos Gadolos counts that I disagree. The Bahag counts Hallel in Minyan HaMitzvos. And the Rambam writes, the Bahag doesn't count only one mitzvah of Hallel. The Bahag counts 18 mitzvahs of Hallel. 18 mitzvahs of Hallel. How can that be? All of those are only midrabanan. And therefore the Rambam maintains it has no place in Taryag mitzvahs. I'll tell you the following. Did you ever look up the Halachos Gadolos? When you look in the Bahag counts Aleph. From Mitzvah Kuf Aleph through Mitzvah Kuf Yud Tes. You know what the difficulty is? That's not 18. That's 19. That's 19. The Bahag counts 19 Mitzvahs of Aleph. And the Rambam writes, how can the Bahag include 18? 18 Mitzvahs of Aleph. And it's a little troubling. The Rambam's count is not the count of the Halachos Gedolos. The Rambam should have said that how can the Bahag count 19 Mitzvahs of Aleph? Why, how can the Bahag count 18 of the Mitzvahs of Aleph? You know what the answer is? One of the Mitzvahs of how that the Bahag counts is Hallel at the Lel Seder. Hallel the Lel Seder. And that, I will tell you, is an incredible diuk of the Rambam. 18 times of the year, Hallel's the Rabbanon. The rest of the days of Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuos, and the like, that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. That's a Din D'Rabbanan. That has no place in Sefer HaMitzvos. But one place, Halat HaLel Seder, that the Rambam could envision, could be counted in Sefer HaMitzvos. Because that is a Halal Min HaTorah. You'll ask me an obvious question. But the Rambam doesn't count that as well. The Rambam doesn't even include a single mitzvah of Hallel. I would have expected the Rambam would say, you know what, not 19, but at least count one. Well, I'll tell you the following. You know why the Rambam doesn't count Hallel? Because the Hallel at the Lel Seder is not a separate mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And when you look in the Rambam and say for a mitzvah, Kufnan Zayin, the Rambam writes, there's a Torah obligation to be able to recollect and to replicate Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam writes, part of that is the obligation of Hodah, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this experience. Hallel is part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it so happens I don't count that, but for very different reasons. 18 I don't count because they're only the Rabbanan. Hallel the Lel Seder, I don't count because it's part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is it part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because there's something unusual about Sipri. By definition, by essence, the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, what does it mean to remember, to recollect, to recall? You're referencing something in the past, something in the past. Zechira by definition means not now, but rather then. What about Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? If you were to ask me, what is the defining feature of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, I would tell you, V'chol dor v'dor chayev adam liros es atzmo kilu hiyatzem mitzrayim. We're not remembering, we're not recalling the past, but we're experiencing the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim in real time. We're reenacting, we're reliving, we're re-experiencing these events, not just simply an act of remembrance of old, but rather Kiluhu Yatsa Mitzrayim. And the Rambam writes for emphasis, Bechol Dor V'Dor Chayev Adam Leharos Es Atzmo. A person has to demonstrate Kiluhu Yatsa Ata Ayin Tafei, this moment you're leaving Mitzrayim. After all, the Pasuk V'Osanu Hotzi Misham. This is not an act of remembrance, but this is seeing yourself as experiencing redemption. In a word, thou is a Hallel b'shas anes. That's uniquely true when it comes to the Seder. Hallel b'shas anes. When you experience a miracle, you're obligated to recite Hallel. You know, when the Gemara describes in Shabbos and the Chof Aleph Mabez, the nes of the Pach HaShemen during Hanukkah, we experienced a miraculous miracle. You know what the Gemara tells us? L'shana acheres. And subsequently, in the next year, Osoum Yomim Tovim Bahalo The Chachamim instituted that this should be a day of Hallel and Hoda. Why Lashana Cheres? What about that very year? You know what Rav Zsolti suggests? That year was the Hallel B'Shasanes. That didn't require the Takana D'Rabbanan of reciting Hallel. To commemorate year after year after year, that's true. But at the time of the Nes, that is Vayomru Leimor, that is the Shira Sayam. And therefore, B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayev Adam Liros HaSatzmo, Kiliyotza Mimitzrayim, means exactly this point. This is not the Hallel of the past. This is the Hallel in present tense. Shenemar V'osano Hotzi Mishon. It's as though that right now, we are leaving Eretz Mitzrayim. That is uniquely true when it comes to Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you are going to ask me, why is this Hallel so different than any other time? I'll tell you that's exactly the answer. You know, when it comes to the formal rendition of Hallel, not the spontaneous Hallel B'Shasanes, the formal rendition of Hallel, that is with the bracha, that is Ba'amida, that is without interruption, that is during the day and not at night. What about the Hallel which is B'Shasanes? The Hallel which is B'Shasanes. You know what I would tell you? When is that? B'Shasanes. Whether it's during the day, whether it's at night. When you experience an ace, you're obligated to recite Hallel. Year in and year out, that's a time bel mitzvah. That's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. Hallel B'Shasanes is not a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. And the spontaneous nature of that Hallel means it is not Kriya Sahala with a bracha. Oh, but Rav Haigon, Shira Sahalel, the spontaneous, moving rendition of Hallel, because you just experienced a glorious miracle. And isn't this exactly what we recite in the Haggadah Shel Pesach? B'chol dor v'dor chayev adam liros esatzmo kiyotza mitzrayim. And how does the Haggadah continue? Lefichach anachnu chayavim lahodo sul Hallel. That's why we recite Hallel. Had it not been for b'chol dor v'dor, we would not be reciting Hallel now. This Hallel is because we have just experienced the nes. And in real time, lefichach anachnu chayavim lahodos ulahalel. You know, a person experiences an ace. What does one appropriately do? He recites hallel. Is that all you do? Recite hallel. You know, there's something else as well that the person celebrates. Arbat Srichim Lahodos. A person will often offer a carbon toda. A person will have a Suda Soda. You know what I would suggest? Why is it that we have a special festive meal at the Lal Seder? I'll tell you three reasons. One reason is because it's Yontif. And every Yontif we're obligated to have a Sudas Yontif. The other is, we have to perform the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matz, and Maror. And the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matz, and Maror, and the structure, and the framework, in the Miskeres HaSuda. But I'll tell you a third reason. The Suda at the Seder night is a Suda Soda, celebrating the Nes that we just experienced. And what better way to frame a Suda Soda than Hallel in the beginning and Hallel in the end? We sandwich, we bookend. You're going to ask me, I'm not allowed to interrupt in the middle of Hallel. How in the world are you taking a break to eat? You know what the answer is? This is not a break to eat. This is Leficha Chanach. To celebrate that sense of our redemption. This is a Suda Soda, comparable to a carbon toda. I'll tell you something unusual about a carbon toda. A carbon toda is kodshim kalim. Kodshim kalim, typically speaking, can be eaten for 2 days. But yet there's something unusual about a carbon toda. Kodshim kalim, it has to be eaten in a single day. A single day min ha-Torah, midrabanan, everything has to be consumed by chatzos ha-layla, the midnight hour. Imagine you offer a carbon toda because you just experienced an ace. The carbon toda is a hefty carbon. And you know what? It's accompanied by 40 loaves of chametz and matzah. And you ask me, how long do I have to finish everything? You know what I tell you? Everything has to be consumed by the midnight hour. Otherwise, a potential violation of the Isser of Nosar. And I'll turn to you and say, how in the world is that possible? To consume so much in such a short window of time? You know what the Nitziv writes in Parshas Tzav? You know what the lesson of the Torah is? You experience an ace. You're obligated to celebrate. You're obligated to have a suda and to recite Hallel. The Torah wants to make sure that that is not something that you celebrate or commemorate alone. You have to include others. You have to have a multitude of people. You have to invite family and friends, because there's no other way that you'll be able to fulfill the requirements of the carbon without others joining in the celebration. How does the Torah ensure that you invite others to celebrate with you? By planning an elaborate menu, by limiting the time, the zman of achila, and therefore the only way this can be done is berovam. Is part of the experience. The Seder is not just an individual one. The whole mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is V'igad to Levincha, Shai Levitshuva, telling the story to others, not merely that each person by themselves experience. Every night of the year, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is an individual mitzvah. There's no need to involve others in my performance, but not true of the Lel Seder. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a miraculous celebration. And that requires, and therefore exactly, the Torah tells us, this Zman HaAchila, we begin Kol Dichvin, inviting others to participate with us, because we recognize that this is the hallmark of who we are. It's not about ourselves, but as being part of a covenantal community. And that is how we experience an ace. And this is remarkably unique about the Lel Seder. This is not merely a personal, a private experience, but rather as a whole, we experience redemption. And therefore, all of the mitzvahs. And therefore, b'chol dor v'dor, l'fichach anachnu chayavim lahodos l'halo. That is what is so special. You know, there is a comment that Tosfos writes, which is a little bit unusual. Twice in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we refer to the song that we sing this night. V'nomar lefanav shir chadasha, and v'nodelecha shir chadash. And Tosfos is bothered. There was Shira Chadasha in the feminine. And why do we state V'no Delecha Shir Chadash in the masculine? Tosfos quotes the Medrash that writes the following example. A couple merits having a child. The experience of the mother who gives birth is different from that of the father. Birth is a time of great simple. But it's accompanied by chevlei leida. It's also a painful process. For the father, the father, as empathetic as he is, experiences the great simcha without the labor pains that the mother experiences. And Tosfos writes the following. When we speak about simcha, shira, in this world, it's a tempered experience. Great simcha, but nonetheless golos. Golos. It's tempered by golos. When we speak about ultimate shira, ultimate simcha, that is pristine. That is without the chevle leida that we experience in golos. And therefore, Tosfos writes, the Breskrav elaborates. In the bracha of Asher Golan, we speak about the future. We speak about the future time that it will be replete with absolute simcha, an unbridled and untempered experience. When we speak about the current celebration, our celebration of the Lel Seder, it's exalted, it's miraculous, but we still recognize Akate Yavde Achashvero Shanan, Golos, still Golos. It's Simcha accompanied by Chevle Leida. And therefore, to describe this night's experience, it is considered to be Vinomar Lafanav Shira Chadasha in the feminine. When we speak about the ultimate experience, is one of Shir Chadash. And that, of course, is our earnest fila, typically for Lel Seder, and especially for this year. A trying year, one of Siyata Deshmaya, one of Hashkachas Hashem, but one no doubt that we recognize the current plight of Golos, that we have to do more. We recognize a balance of Shira Chadasha. We realize that yes, that Yantif is a time, V'samachta d'chagecha, but we recognize that the difficulty that we experience throughout the year endures, it still continues. V'chasti Hashem, that yes, that we see improvement, we see light, that the pandemic is not over. And one has to be incredibly careful, incredibly vigilant. And therefore, in real time, we sense Shira Chadasha. But we're mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our recitation of Hallel. L'fichach anachnu chayvim la'odosu l'Hallel, that this Hallel will be a turning point, a time that we can transform the Shira Chadasha to a Shir Chadash. My bracha to each of you is to be able to direct your heart, direct that sense of kavana salev, internalize this lesson of Tosfos, reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of Simchas Yantiv to bring about the Gula Shlema, and be mispalo fervently to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we'll be zolcha, lecha min hazvachim, min hapsachim, with Ezra Hashem, we look forward to not merely the Shira Chadasha, but to the glorious, redemptive Shir Chadash, B'meirah V'yameinu.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Sachs. Thank you again to all who joined us this evening. As a reminder, this is part one of a three-part pre-Pesach series. We hope you will join us next Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. with Lander College for Men, Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Elihu Soloveitchik, next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening.